بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. فمن درسنا في مختصر أصول أهل السنة والجماعة قد وصلنا إلى باب جديد. From taking from our class the summary of the fundamentals of Ahl Sunnah, we're taking a new lesson. فَقَالَ الشَّيْخ حَفِظُهُ اللَّهُ شَيْخ أبو محمد عبد الحميد الحجوري حفظه الله قال وَمِنْ أُصُولِ أَهْلِ سُنَّةِ وَطَرِيقَهُمْ السَّمْعُ وَالطَّاعَةُ لِكُلِّ مِنْ وَلِي أَمْرِهِمْ من المسلمين برًا كان أو فاجرًا. The Shaykh mentioned from the fundamentals of the people of the Sunnah and their way is obedience, hearing, listening, and obeying every one from the leadership from the Muslims. Hearing, obeying everyone from the leadership of the Muslims, regardless if he is righteous or he is a sinner. This is from the creed of Ahl Sunnah, to obey their leadership, meaning to obey the leadership of the Muslims, regardless if they are righteous or they have sins with them. As long as these sins do not contradict that which Allah and His Messenger, as long as the sin does not take one out of the fold of Islam, as long as these sins do not take one out of the fold of Islam. نعم. قال ومن أصول أهل السنة وطريقهم السمع والطاعة لكل من ولي أمرهم من المسلمين برا كان أو فاجرا لقول الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. The Shaykh mentioned that it's from the fundamentals, it's from the creed, it's from the basis, the basic belief of Ahl Sunnah, Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, is for them to listen and obey everyone from the leadership of the Muslims. To obey the leaderships, those who are in charge of the affairs of the Muslims, regardless if they are righteous or sinners. Meaning sinners, they have not left the fold, they're not kuffar, they're Muslims. And the proof of that, the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement, لِقَوْلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. He mentioned from the proofs is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He says, O you who believe, meaning all of the believers, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority from amongst you. وقد أطاع الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم الحجاج بن يوسف وكان ظالما غاشبا. The Shaykh, he mentioned the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, they obeyed الحجاج بن يوسف, meaning الحجاج بن يوسف الثقفي, and he was an oppressive, tyrannical, brutal leader. He, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, even to a point, and حتى بعضهم يختلفون كما ذكر ابن كثير في بداية والنهاية, أن بعضهم اختلفوا في إسلامه لأنه كان ظالما غشاما, كان ظالما غشاما, يعني كان يؤذي المسلمين, كان ناصبيا يبغض عليا رضي الله عنه, وكان متسرعا كذلك في سفك الدماء كما يذكر بعض أهل العلم أنه كان سفاكا في الدم. نعم. This creed that we have as believers, people of the Sunnah, is that we pray behind every leader from the Muslims. And the Shaykh, he mentioned the ayah where Allah says, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey His Messenger and those in authority amongst you. And he mentioned that the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, they obeyed Al-Hajjaj bin Yusuf. And while he at the same time was oppressive, and he's brutal. وصلى خلفه ابن عمر رضي الله عنه. Also Ibn Umar, he prayed behind him. Ibn Umar, he prayed behind him. Meaning Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه. وابن مسعود. وصلى خلفه أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. Your Shaykh, he mentioned that the Sahaba, they obeyed Al-Hajjaj bin Yusuf, meaning Al-Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi. And this individual, he's oppressive and abusive. He's oppressive and abusive and brutal. And Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, he prayed behind him. Also Ibn Mas'ud. And also Anas Ibn Malik, radiallahu anhum ajma'een. Wa الشيخ يقول صلى خلفه ابن عمر هناك حديث أو أثر أخرجه البخاري عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أنه كان يصلي خلف الحجاج بن يوسف فالذي يريد أن يراجع المسألة ينظر في صحيح البخاري وكذلك ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه عبد الله بن مسعود صلى خلف الحجاج بن يوسف وهو كان ظالما فهذا دليل على يعني ولي الأمر حتى وإن كان ظالما يصلى خلفه المسلم يصلي خلفه وكذلك العاصي الذي يقوم بمعصية يجوز الصلاة خلفه نعم يجوز الصلاة خلفه بل هو أحسن الصلاة خلف من ليس حاله هكذا ولكن من حيث الجواز نحن نصلي خلف كل بر وكل بر وفاجر نعم حتى يذكر أن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه صلى خلف الوليد بن عقبة الذي كان يشرب الخمر حتى إنه صلى بهم الفجر مرة أربع ركعات إنه صلى بهم مرة أربع ركعات ثم قال أزيدكم يعني بعدما خلص قال أزيدكم فعبد الله بن مسعود كان موجودا ذاك اليوم قال ما زلنا خلفك وزدت اليوم علينا This section with regards to obedience to leadership. Obedience to leadership is something that is obligatory upon every Muslim to obey those in authority from the Muslims, even if they are oppressors, even if they are wrong, they commit sins. And the Shaykh, he mentioned that Abdullah ibn Umar and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Anas ibn Malik and others from some of the Sahaba, they prayed behind Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi. They prayed behind him. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, as I mentioned, there's a narration that came in Sahih al-Bukhari with regards to him praying behind Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Naam. And also, regardless if this person is a sinner, to commit sins that affect other individuals, or a sinner that they by committing sins where it affects themselves, it is permissible to pray behind a sinner. However, of course, anyone would prefer to pray behind the people of righteousness, but it is correct. The salat of the individual is correct if they pray behind an individual, even if they made some mistake in creed or have mistake in actions, as long as these actions or this creed, this belief does not take one out of the fold of Islam, then prayer behind them is permissible. Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi, he was one who was oppressive. He is brutal to those under his authority. Even it's been reported by Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, in his book Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, that some have questioned even the validity of his Islam. Some even have questioned the validity of Islam, but there's no proof that we can say that he is a disbeliever. Naam. He is one who disliked Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, and he's someone who was very brutal and he was a killer. He was always rushed to hold people to account. To a point, he even oppressed individuals who did not deserve to die. He oppressed and harmed individuals who did not deserve to die. Such is the Tabi'i, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, rahimahullah. This righteous man, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, rahimahullah, he is from the Tabi'een that took from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu and other than him. He is one who has reported a hadith. He's from the Salihin, from the righteous, from the best of mankind after the Sahaba. And Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, he took his life. And at the same time, while he was one that was known to be oppressive, the people, they still prayed behind him. Naam. And Anas ibn Malik, yani Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he prayed behind him also. Naam. Anas ibn Malik, he prayed behind him also, as the Shaykh, he mentioned. وهناك أثر يعني من نصيحة في هذا الأثر نصيحة لمن كان يشكو من ظلم حجاج بن يوسف ألا وهو الأثر الذي جاء عن الزبير بن عدي قال أتيت أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه فشكونا إليه ما نلقى من الحجاج فقال اصبروا فإنه لا يأتي عليكم زمان إلا الذي بعده شر منه حتى تلقوا ربكم. عندما ذهب إلى أنس الزبير ابن عدي ذهب إليه فقال فشكونا إليه أي فشكى إلى أنس بن مالك بما يلقون من حجاج بن يوسف من ظلمه أراد أن يستنصحه في أمر المسلمين. فماذا قال أنس عن حجاج؟ هل قال أنس اخرجوا عليه فإنه ظلام؟ لا، قال اصبروا، أي اصبروا يعني على من ما أنتم عليه. قال اصبروا فإنه لا يأتي عليكم زمان، قال إنه لا يأتي عليكم زمان إلا الذي بعده شر منه. اصبروا فإنه لا يأتي عليكم زمان إلا الذي بعده شر منه حتى تلقوا ربكم. ثم قال سمعته من نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنس بن مالك rahimahullah, as the Shaykh he mentioned in this text, he is from those who prayed behind Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. And there's a story with regards to advice that Anas ibn Malik gave the Muslims at the time of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. As Zubayr ibn Adi, rahmatullah alayhi, once he went to Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu seeking advice regarding the oppression that he was experiencing and all of the Muslims who were of righteousness were experiencing in his era. And Anas ibn Malik, he advised him with patience. He didn't advise him with having sit-ins. He didn't advise him with overthrowing Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. He didn't advise him with protesting. He didn't advise him with overthrowing the government of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. No. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he said, اصبروا فإنه لا يأتي زمان إلا الذي بعده شر منه. He said, be patient. Meaning be patient regarding that which you are experiencing from oppression. He said, verily there will not come a time, there will not come a time, meaning you will not experience an era, except the time, the era that comes after it, is worse than that which you are experiencing now. He said, and this is the case, this is the case, until you meet your Lord. And then he mentioned, سَمِعْتُهُ مِن نَبِيِّكُمْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, meaning I heard this statement from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم. فمن هذا القول أنس بن مالك أخبرهم أن الذي هم فيه الآن هم سيلقون ما هو أشد منه فعليهم بالصبر. فهذه النصيحة لنا كذلك أن نصبر على ما نلاحظ, نصبر على ما نشاهد من الظلم ومن الفتن. فما هو ملحوظ الآن سنجد أشد منه فيما بعد عموما, سنجد ما هو أشد منه عموما في المستقبل. فعلينا بالصبر والتوكل على الله عز وجل وأخذ الأسباب والتوبة واستغفار. This advice that Anas ibn Malik he gave Az-Zubayr ibn Adi and other than him from the Tabi'een and from the righteous, this advice is a prophetic advice. It shows that there will not be a time except the time that comes after it. There will not be an era except the era that comes after it. There will not be, in general, any type of fitna except the fitna that comes after it is worse than that which is being experienced at that era or at that time. And this advice that Anas gave with regards to being patient, this is very prophetic advice that he heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, اصبروا, be patient, فإنه لا يأتي عليكم زمان إلا الذي بعده شر منه. He said, be patient. There will not come a time except the time that comes after it is more severe than it. And this is the case. يعني حتى تلقوا ربكم. This is the case until you meet your Lord. And then he made it clear, سمعته, he said, I heard this. سمعته من نبيكم. I heard this from your prophet. I heard this from your prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naam. فقال وصلى قال وصلوا خلف الخوارج الذين قتلوا عثمان رضي الله عنه. فأهل السنة يرون السمع والطاعة لكل بر وفاجر من المسلمين في طاعة الله عز وجل. يعني قال صلى خلفه ابن عمر وابن مسعود وصلى خلفه كذلك أنس بن مالك، وصلوا خلف الخوارج، يعني الصحابة صلوا خلف الخوارج كذلك الذين قتلوا عثمان رضي الله عنه. وعثمان رضي الله عنه لما حصر عثمان صلى بالناس خارجي، لما حصره الخوارج صلى بالناس خارجي منهم، فسأل سائل، يعني سأل سائل عثمان رضي الله عنه: إنك إمام عام، إنك إمام عام، وهذا الذي صلى بالناس إمام فتنة. فقال عثمان رضي الله عنه: يا ابن أخي، يا ابن أخي، إن الصلاة من أحسن ما يعمل الناس. هذا كلام عثمان رضي الله عنه، كلام فيه حكمة. بعدما قال هذا سائل قال: إنك إمام عامة، إنك إمام عامة، وهذا الذي صلى بالناس إمام فتنة. هو إمام فتنة الذي صلى بالناس. فقال عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه: يا ابن أخي، إن الصلاة من أحسن ما يعمل الناس، الصلاة من أحسن ما يعمل الناس، فإذا أحسنوا فأحسن من معهم، إذا أحسنوا فأحسن معهم، وإذا أساءوا فاجتنب إساءتهم، إذا أساءوا فاجتنب إساءتهم. هذا أثر في الصحيح. هكذا قال عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه. وكما قال الشيخ، يعني صلى خلف الخوارج، وهم نفس أناس الذين قتلوا عثمان، حتى كان محاصر ما استطاع يخرج من بيته رضي الله عنه. فتنة، فتنة عظيمة. وفي نفس الوقت ما تكلم فيهم لما حاصروا، ما تكلم فيهم، بل نصح، من نصح الأمة بالصبر. قال: فإذا أحسنوا فأحسن معهم، وإذا أساءوا فاجتنب إساءتهم، فاجتنب إساءهم، أي ابتعد إساءتهم. سبحان الله. عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه، as الشيخ mentioned that the Sahaba, they prayed behind the Khawarij, those who killed Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu. And at the same time, we're reflecting about the time when Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu was isolated. They surrounded his home. They wanted to overthrow his leadership. And Uthman ibn Affan, once it was mentioned to him from someone after this Khariji from the Khawarij, he led the Salah. And one individual, he mentioned to Uthman radiallahu anhu, he said, "Verily you are the general Imam. You're the Imam to all of the Muslims." He said, "And this individual who led the salah, that led the people in the salah," he said, "he's the imam of fitna. He's the imam of fitna." And the response of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu regarding this was profound. He said, "Ya ibn Akhi, O son of my brother," he said, "إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ مَا يَعْمَلُ النَّاسِ." Verily the salah is from the best actions that the people do. He said, "فَإِذَا أَحْسَنُوا فَأَحْسِنْ مَعَهُمْ." if they do something that is good, if they do something that is good, then do good with them. In the like the salah. He said, وَإِذَا أَسَاءُ, and they do something that's wrong, something that's evil, something that's inappropriate, something that's displeasing to your Lord. He said, فَاجْتَنِبْ إِسَاءَتَهُمْ. Said, then avoid their evil. Avoid that which they do, which is displeasing to Allah. When he said, فَاجْتَنِبْ إِسَاءَتَهُمْ, meaning, and he stay away from their evil deeds. This athar, this narration, it came in as-sahih. Came in as-sahih. Na'am. So this shows us, هذا يرينا كيف كان السلف الصالح بنسبة للأمراء أو لمن يعني غلب عليهم وهم بفتنة الذي يأتون بفتنة حتى وإن كان من الفجار الصلاة خلفهم صحيح صلاة خلفهم صلاة خلف كل بر وفاجر من أهل القبلة أني من منهجنا سواء كان من أهل الخير أو أهل الشر إن كان من يعني من الأبرار أو من الفجار فالصلاة خلفه صحيح نعم. And as we mentioned, we just mentioned the fact that, as the Shaykh he's mentioning, as we're bringing points associated with it, praying behind the leadership and obeying the leadership in that which is an obedience to Allah, and that which is obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obeying leadership is obligatory upon us, and from those deeds, which are the best of deeds that we should commit to, that we must commit to, is the salah. And the Shaykh, he's pointing out that the Sahaba, the best of mankind, those who are closest to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as Abdullah ibn Umar, such as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, such as Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, sallu khalf Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Yani they prayed behind Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. وكذلك الشيخ قال وصلوا خلف الخوارج الذين قتلوا عثمان. He said they also prayed behind the Khawarij, the time when they isolated Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu in desire of overthrowing him, in desire of harming him. So the point is that the believer, he holds to that which is pleasing to Allah, and from that which is pleasing to Allah is obedience to those in authority amongst us. And the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing the importance of obedience to leadership. The statement where Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority amongst you. نعم. فقال الشيخ, the Shaykh he mentioned, he said, فَأَهْلُ السُنَّةِ يَرَوْنَ السَّمْعَ وَالطَّاعَةَ لِكُلِّ بَرٍّ وَفَاجِرٍ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلٍ. He said that أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ, the people of the Sunnah, they believe in hearing and obeying every righteous or sinning leader from the Muslims, from the leadership of the Muslims, as long as it is in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal, the Mighty and the Majestic. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقبل ذلك لقول الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأعطي الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. ثم الشيخ ذكر قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنما الطاعة في المعروف، إنما الطاعة في المعروف. هذا الحديث متفق عليه. The Sheikh mentioned that it is incumbent, this is the belief of the Muslim, the person that holds to the Sunnah, it is incumbent to obey the leadership, every righteous leader or fajr, one who commits sins. It is a must to obey them. The Muslim leadership is a must to obey them. As long as it is in obedience to Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic. Then he mentioned the hadith, and we reflect upon the ayah that was mentioned. First and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commands us. He says, O you who believe, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul, obey Allah and obey the Messenger. Wa uli al-amri minkum, and those in authority amongst you. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, if you defer in a matter, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, then return it back to Allah and His Messenger. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, if you truly believe in Allah and the last day. Afwan. If you truly believe in Allah and the last day, he said, ذَلِكَ خَيْرُ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا, that is better and more best, that is better and is for a better ending result. That is better and it has a good ending result. ثم الشيخ ذكر قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي متفق عليه قال إنما الطاعة في المعروف. Then the Sheikh, he mentioned the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, where he mentioned إنما الطاعة في المعروف, the obedience is exclusively in goodness, meaning the obedience from leadership, or the obedience of leadership is only regarding that which is ma'roof, that which is righteous. This hadith, يعني هذا الحديث متفق عليه, it came in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, يعني على علينا جميعا طاعة في المعروف, upon us, based on this, it is incumbent upon us to obey in those affairs which are good. This hadith came on the authority of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. This hadith came in Bukhari and Muslim. وهذا جزء من حديث الذي قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا طاعة للمخلوق في معصية الخالق, قال إنما الطاعة في المعروف. This is a portion of statement, إنما الطاعة في المعروف. This is a portion of the hadith. It's a little longer, the same hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا طاعة للمخلوق في معصية الخالق. He said, there is no obedience to the creation in disobedience to the Creator. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There's no obedience to the creation in disobedience to the Creator. بمعنى لا يجوز أن تطيع المخلوق وفي نفس الوقت أنت يعني في معصية, يعني ولا تطيع الخالق, فلا يجوز أن تقدم قول المخلوق أو فعل أو أمر المخلوق على أمر الخالق, فلا يجوز ذلك. لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. The statement, do not obey the creation in disobedience to the creator, means do not make the statement of the creation or the commandment of the creation precede the commandment of the creator. It's not permissible. إنما الطاعة في المعروف. Obedience is exclusively regarding that which is good. Regarding that which is good. وهذا القول إنما الطاعة في المعروف إمام القرطبي رحمه الله يعني ذكر قال يعني بالمعروف هنا ما ليس بمنكر ولا معصية. ما ليس بمنكر ولا معصية. The statement إنما الطاعة في المعروف, very obedience is exclusively in goodness. Imam al-Qurtubi, he mentioned this statement here, al-ma'ruf, means that which is not evil, meaning from shirk or any other action. ما ليس بمنكر ولا معصية. That which is not an evil act or a sin. That which is not an evil act or sin, meaning is not permissible to obey them in anything except that which is good. وَإِذَا أَمَرُوا بِمُخَالَفَةِ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ فَلَا سَمْعَ وَلَا طَاعَ مَا عَدَمُ الْخُرُوجِ وَالثَّوْرَةِ عَلَيْهِمْ بِأَيِّ وَجْهٍ كَالْانْتِخَابَاتِ وَالْإِعْتِصَامَاتِ. ذكر الشيخ إذا أمروا بمخالفة الكتاب والسنة فَلَا سَمْعَ وَلَا طَاعَ مَا عَدَمُ الْخُرُوجِ وَالثَّوْرَةِ عَلَيْهِمْ. إذا أمروا بمخالفة الكتاب, يعني إذا ولي الأمر أمر المسلمين بمخالفة من مخالفات للكتاب أو السنة, فلا سمع ولا طاعة له في ذلك. لا سمع ولا طاعة في ذلك, ذلك الذي لا يحب الله عز وجل ولا يحبه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. في تلك المعصية فلا يجوز طاعته. طيب, قال لا طاعة مع عدم الخروج والثورة عليهم. مع عدم الخروج والثورة عليهم, أي يعني إذا سمعنا أن الولي الأمر يأمر بمعصية فلا نطيعه, لا نسمع كلامه ولا نطيعه في تلك المعصية. وفي نفس الوقت لا يجوز الخروج عليهم مثل الخوارج, مثل ما قام يقوم بالخوارج, ولا يجوز الثورة عليهم بأي وجه, سواء كان من الانتخابات بطلب الانقلابات أو انتخابات أو الاعتصامات أو مظاهرات. فهذه الأعمال أعمال الكفار, وهذه أعمال ليست بمعروفة لدى أهل السنة, ولا نجد أن الصحابة قاموا هكذا, ولنا آثار الذي ذكرناها سابقا أن ابن عمر وابن مسعود وغيرهم وعثمان بن عفان كلهم يعني صلوا خلف الفاجرين كحجاج بن يوسف وغيرهم, وما قاموا بثورات والخروج عليهم في نفس الوقت. ألقوا فتن منهم, لكن في نفس الوقت ما قاموا بالثورات والانتقابات والاعتصامات والمظاهرات. The Sheikh, he mentioned, if the leadership commands with something which is in opposition to the Quran and the Sunnah, then there is no obedience. There is no listening to him and there is no obedience. There is no obedience, there is no listening to him whatsoever regarding those particular acts which are displeasing to Allah, those particular acts which are displeasing to the Prophet ﷺ, those actions which are in opposition to that which is legislated. And at the same time, it is not permissible to overthrow the government, the Muslim government. It's not permissible to start a revolution to try to overthrow them. It's not permissible to have sit-ins or to request voting for new leadership or start protests or commit to violent acts against employees of the government. This is not permissible. This is not from our way. And as we've taken in this lesson, we do know from the way of the Sahaba is that they advised. They advised the leadership and they advised the people who are being led. Naam. فقال الشيخ فعن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال السمع والطاعة على المرء المسلم فيما أحب وكره ما لم يؤمر بمعصية فإذا أمر بمعصية فلا سمع ولا طاعة. هذا الحديث متفق عليه, جاء في البخاري ومسلم. There's a hadith that came on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, listening and obedience are binding upon the Muslim. He said, As-sam'u wa ta'atu ala al-mar'i al-Muslim. He said, listening and obedience are binding, meaning it's obligatory upon the Muslim. Fima ahabba wa kariha, regarding that which he likes or dislikes. Ma lam yu'mar bi ma'siyatin, as long as he is not commanded with disobedience. Fa'idha umira bi ma'siyatin fala sam'a wala ta'a. And if he is commanded, if he's commanded with any disobedience, then there is no listening nor obedience regarding those particular commandments. فَلَا طَاعَ فَلَا سَمْعَ وَلَا طَاعَ. هذا الحديث متفق عليه. This hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه. فهذا هو الذي أردنا أن نأخذ اليوم, أن أهل السنة يرون أن الطاعة لكل من ولي الأمر من المسلمين برا كان أو فاجرا. This is what we wanted to take today, that obedience, listening and obeying, is incumbent upon the Muslims from everyone of leadership. It is a must that the believer is obedient to them. And this is based on, as we mentioned, the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey His messenger and obey the messenger and those in authority amongst you. فهذا القول أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. This statement, obey Allah and obey His messenger and those in authority amongst you. هذا القول فيه حكمة. كرر الفعل بالنسبة لله وللرسول. يعني the statement where Allah says أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول, this أطيع, this is a فعل, this is called a verb in Arabic. It's repeated with an association to Allah and His Messenger. We take note of this at the end of our lesson. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَعْطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَعْطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ. This verb is repeated. يعني الفعل, يعني كرر الفعل بالنسبة لله وللرسول. وَلَمْ يُكَرِّرْهُ بالنسبة لِأُولِي الْأَمْرِ. لماذا؟ لأنَّ طَاعَتُهُمْ لا تكون استقلالا بل تبعا لطاعة الله وطاعة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. There's wisdom with regards to how the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the messenger. As we see, the word obey is repeated. Obey Allah and obey the messenger. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, as translated, and those in authority amongst you. This statement, and those in authority amongst you, it's not repeated. Why? Because those in authority amongst you is conditional. Obeying those in authority amongst you is conditional to obey Allah, to the statement, obey Allah and obey the messenger. نعم. لم يكرره بالنسبة لأولي الأمر. And why is this the reason it's not repeated? Obey. Allah didn't say obey Allah and obey the messenger. Obey. Use the word obey again. Obey those in authority amongst you. Why is obey not in that section? Because obeying those in authority amongst you is conditional to obeying Allah and obeying the messenger. Obeying those in authority amongst you is conditional. It's not exclusively incumbent upon us to obey those in authority amongst us if they are commanding us to do something that's displeasing to our Lord. So, هذا الذي أخذناه اليوم. This is what we've taken today. وكذلك يعني الصلاة خلف كل بر وفاجر من منهج أهل السنة. Also, praying behind every righteous and non-righteous person is from the creed of Ahl al-Sunnah. الذي لا يرى خلف مبتدع أي بدعة الذي لا يخرج البدعة التي لا تخرجه من الملة الذي لا يرى صلاة خلف مبتدع أي مبتدع الذي عنده بدعة لا تخرجه من الملة فهذا مبتدع في نفسه هذا مبتدع بنفسه. The individual that does not see it permissible to pray behind an innovator, as long as when I'm speaking about an innovator, meaning a person who has committed bid'ah that does not take him out of the fold of Islam, a person who says, "Oh, I'm not going to pray behind this innovator because he is Ikhwani. I'm not going to pray behind this innovator because he is Sufi. I'm not going to pray behind this innovator because he, yani, is Hizbi." If someone takes this position, he himself has committed bid'ah. He himself has committed bid'ah. Of course, you should want to pray behind the person who is righteous. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Of course, we want to pray behind those who are righteous and make us, as the statement is, and make from us those leaders who are muttaqeen. We want leaders who are correct, those who are sound in creed, those who are sound in practice, those who do not mix the politics of today and Islam and try to liberalize the creed of the Muslims and the beliefs of the Muslims, of course, but it's permissible to pray behind a person who has difference of understanding than you, as long as this difference does not take this individual out of the fold of Islam. Nah, and it is not upon you. لا يجوز لك أن تفتش وتمتحنه وتسأله ما منحجك ما عقيدتك ماذا تقول في فلان أو علان وكذا. لا يجوز ذلك فليس من منهج النبوة. It is not correct for one to decide that they're going to not pray behind this individual, or they're going to pray behind this, or they go to this individual and question him about his minhaj, or question this imam of this masjid about his creed. This is not correct, as it may to be conditional to pray behind him. And whoever does not see the prayer behind a mubtadi', as long as this bid'ah does not take him out of the fold of Islam, the one who does not see the permissibility of praying behind someone that's a mubtada, then this itself is bid'ah. This person himself has committed a bid'ah, as Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah had mentioned in some of his fatawa. كما ذكر الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية في بعض فتاوى له. طيب فكذلك كما ذكرنا الصلاة خلف كل هذا من اعتقاد أهل السنة. فأهل السنة يرون سمع وطاعة لكل بر وفاجر من المسلمين في طاعة الله ويرون الصلاة خلفهم. This is the creed of أهل السنة, the people of the Sunnah. They see, they know of the permissibility, and they believe in the permissibility of praying behind every righteous or non-righteous individual from the Muslims. As long and they see the importance, they believe in the importance of obeying them as long as they are in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement, إِنَّمَا الطَّاعَةُ فِي الْمَعْرُوفِ. Verily, obedience is in that which is good. And also from the creed, أيضاً, من اعتقاد أهل السنة, يعني إذا أمروا بمخالفة الكتاب السنة فلا سمع ولا طاعة مع عدم الخروج والثورة عليهم. Also from the creed of the believers, those who hold to the Quran and the Sunnah, is that if those in authority command them with something that is impermissible, they do not obey them in that issue. And at the same time, they do not try to overthrow the government or overthrow the leadership, cause a revolution, or to have protests or sit-ins, or try to hold new elections. يعني ليس من منهج النبوة. This is not from the prophetic methodology. وكذلك يعني لا يقدمون قول البشر أو قول المخلوق على قول الخالق أو أمر المخلوق على أمر الخالق. And at the same time, they do not precede the commandments of the creation over the commandments of the Creator. They make sure that they obey the Creator in all affairs. And they stay away from disobedience of the Creator, regardless of what the creation commits to, regardless of what leadership they have. They hold to that which is pleasing to Allah to the best of their ability. This is the way of the people of the Sunnah. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يجعلنا جميعا منهم. We ask Allah to make all of us from them. والحمد لله رب العالمين.